time for Fitter Happier, and we're talking about Easter.
Fitter Happier, a program about your health for your health.
We are indeed talking about, you know, Easter. There's a lot of chocolate going around. We're talking about hot cross buns with Monica and how Easter came about. But it is time to shift gears a little bit. Think about care. So, good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Tomorrow we're starting a long weekend, and for many of us, it is a weekend that might involve quite a lot of chocolate. While we all enjoy a sweet treat every now and then, it is worth remembering how important it is to stay clever and healthy during this time. With us today, we have Eileen Lewis, a dental therapist from WA Health, here to tell us a little bit more about how we can look after our teeth during the break. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging in there. Looking forward to the break.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too, and I know I'm going to get a lot of chocolate. But, you know, there's things we have to be careful about when we're thinking about chocolate, right? So we're talking about, you know, chocolate, we're thinking about teeth, we're thinking about dental health. But before we get to any of that, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I'm part of the oral health promotion team at Dental Health Services, which is over in Salter Point. Basically, we are the centre point of all oral health promotion. We're here for our staff, we're here for our stakeholders. We help coordinate programs and activities out in the community. We've got Ida Hobbit coming up soon. We've got NAIDOC. We've actually just had some community programs out at Mirrabooka. So those type of coordinated things we do. We also help our staff to get out there in the community. We've got lots of resources that we help develop. We've got big molar teeth. We've got costumes. We've got displays. Basically, as far as I know, we're just about the only oral health promotion resource centre in Australia. The rest of the states don't have a unit like this. We also assist to produce PDFs on our website, which is there for all people to have a look at and find out a little bit more about it. We also help train Curtin students and UWA students with health promotion and how to engage and get out there in the community. We've been doing quite a lot of work with them. We also help do research with our manager. We have a dental officer that we help assist him doing research and getting up to date with the right, correct messages.
Yeah.
So we do a lot.
There's a lot happening, and there's big molars, which you're also dressing up with, which is a key point that I really took from there. I want to see a giant tooth running at me and telling me to brush my teeth. That'd be scary enough to make it happen more regularly, maybe. All right, so dental health,
yes.
That's why we're here. That's what we're all here for. That's what you're talking about. That's what you're doing the work for.
Yep.
Why is it so important?
A healthy mouth is also connected to a healthy body. So when you have good health with your mouth, gums, teeth, it's helping you to stay pain-free, smiling, eating, drinking, all the things that you need your mouth for, basically. it's also to do with a lot of self-esteem. Anybody that's got a mouth that's unhealthy generally finds it, you know, difficult to speak, interact with people. I know from experience, children that have got dental decay, they don't like having their photos taken. So having baby teeth is also very important. So children's teeth are just as important as adult teeth. They pave the way for the way the adult teeth come through. They're having those healthy teeth to go to school. A very big, important role teeth play. And there's lots of evidence to say that other health issues like heart problems, diabetes, a thing called aspiration pneumonia, where people have a mouth that's unhealthy, they can inhale the bacteria into their lungs and basically they get chest infections. A lot of our aged have problems with that, especially in aged care facilities.
It's important. Dental health
Yep.
is something we need to keep our
Yep.
eyes on and
Yep.
ears on. Everything's on. Everything's ready. Now, we all know that sugary snacks aren't the best, although they are delicious. What do they do to our teeth?
Well, sugar is the main culprit to dental decay. So when you're actually having a sugar snack and you're having it regularly, so it's what you're having, the consistency of it, whether it's sticky, whether it sticks to the teeth, It breaks down with bacteria that's in your mouth if you're not brushing properly or at all, and it forms an acid. So it's the acid that's produced from the bacteria and the sugary foods will actually form an acid. And that's what basically destroys the enamel. It starts to eat away at the enamel. Also, it irritates the gum, so you get gum disease. So it's not just about dental decay. It's about gum disease as well.
It's the whole mouth.
Yeah. It is.
It's important.
It's
important that we think about it and think about what we're eating. Now, it is Easter, and Easter eggs are some of the big offenders, right? They've got lots of sugar in them. They're a big offender at this time of year. Lots of people overindulging. We're eating lots of eggs. What about sugary drinks?
Well, I'm a firm believer, everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to take the fun and games out of, you know, having special celebrations, whether it's birthdays or religious ceremonies or special events. Basically, it's everything in moderation. You can have some, but make sure you don't snack on it. This is the problem. People have sugary snacks, and it's the timing and how many times that you have these sugary fixes. So if a child will have a big batch of chocolate and they're eating it for breakfast, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea and dinner, they're snacking on this sugar all day, every day. So their risk of getting dental decay is a lot higher. Whereas if they intermit it and have it with meals, or they also have a drink of water or a drink of milk after it, and brush their teeth half an hour later, because if they're having a sugary snack or chocolate, and then the old adage is, oh, I've had something sweet to eat, I'll just go and brush my teeth straight away. That's actually being proven in research, that you're actually scrubbing away at the teeth and you've still got a sugary load in your mouth. So you're actually exposing the enamel to more risk of getting an attack. So it's best to eat your chocky, eat your sweetie, have a bit of water, milk with it, and brush your teeth a little bit later.
Have a wait. Yeah. You know, don't go right in there with the toothbrush. Yeah. Eat the chocolates.
Yeah.
You know.
And
wait.
Don't binge. This is the problem. Kids will pick. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they have a big guts out of it and have a really nice big load of chocolate or sweets, and then do the right thing by, you know, brushing their teeth a little bit later, having drinks of water, that will help. It's the children that spread it out over time. They've still got Easter eggs or chocolates or whatever 2 months down the track, you know, and they're still binging on it. That's the problem.
Yeah. So around this time of year, obviously, we're thinking about, you know, Easter eggs and sugar. And we've talked about kids maybe, you know, snacking and picking. Mm. What can parents do to, you know, keep down the sugar or keep care of their kids' mouths over this kind of time?
Apologies, I meant to say something about fizzy drinks. Fizzy drinks are the same. So the same thing in moderation. Drink through a straw so the fizzy drink goes down the back of the throat instead of whooshing, washing around on the teeth. Like fruit juice, like a pop a box of juice that the children like to drink, there's about 3 to 4 teaspoons of sugar in one popper box. A 600ml chock milk's got 15 teaspoons of sugar in it. So sugary drinks, it's not just for your teeth, it's for the rest of your body as well. A high amount of sugary drinks. Even diet drinks have got acid in it. They may not have sugar, so they're not such a high risk of dental decay, but the enamel loss, because it fizzes around in the mouth and can lose a lot of enamel.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. So we're being careful about sugary drinks. We're trying to not extend the lives of all of those Easter eggs. We're brushing our teeth, but we're waiting for a bit after we eat the chocky, and then we're brushing
our
teeth.
And use a fluoride toothpaste and brush, spit out, and don't rinse, because that extra fluoride will soak into the enamel and remineralise. It hangs around.
It hangs around in there.
A bit like a conditioner on your hair. You don't wash it out straight away.
Yeah, you have to leave it in there hanging around. Then have a water a bit later.
Yep.
Wait to brush, wait to wash, wait to rinse. Anyway, so we are talking about what parents can do.
Yes.
So we're thinking about, you know, kids eating lots of sugary things around this time of the year, and when their parents who are responsible for their dental health, that's the age that they're in, what can they do around this time to be careful other than, you know, brushing?
Yeah. It's offering them snacks that are less sugary, so offering them cheese, crackers, sticks of veggies, whole fruit. Dried fruit is almost like giving them a bag of lollies, basically, because the water's been squished out of them and the sugar, the fructose, the natural sugar's been concentrated. So they're sticky and they're really sweet and they get stuck in the teeth. So even those as snacks is not encouraged, nor are muesli bars or health bars. So trying to keep it to more of a savoury role, more of a natural foods that it brushes, cleanses off the teeth instead of getting stuck, encouraging water, brushing twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste. Once again, brush, spit out, don't rinse to keep that nice fluoride happening around the teeth. Role models. If they see you brushing, the children will say, right, this is normal. We brush as well. And one little point of thing, I wish certain role models on TV, particularly characters that are, I won't mention any names, brush their teeth before they go to bed at night. That is actually a big message that's been missing on media. So role modelling is so important, and drinking water. And going to your dental practitioner at least once a year. Get checkups, get things checked that you don't know that's happening in there, that they can pick it up early and prevent. Prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Saves money too.
It does. Now, what else can we do to make sure we keep our teeth in good condition? We found out we need fluoride toothpaste. We're waiting half an hour after we eat the chocolate before we rinse. We're, you know, having water after we eat our chocolates. We're being careful. We're brushing regularly. We're seeing our dentists. What else can we do?
Well, we don't advocate flossing so much with children because their dexterity isn't fantastic, but generally parents can supervise that and do that themselves. So getting between the teeth, cleaning the teeth, flossing. Basically, you've hit the nail on the head, is basically drinking more water, brushing twice a day. Make sure you brush your gums as well as your teeth, because plaque, bacteria and food, actually sits on the gum tissue as well and
irritates the gums.
Yes, and brush correctly. Don't scrub. Ensure your toothbrush is changed regularly, so 3 monthly generally. And if you've been unwell, get rid of the toothbrush after you've got better and get yourself a new one. That's really important. And make sure the bristles aren't all flattened and dog-haired looking. And if you use an electric toothbrush, same thing. Change that toothbrush head as soon as it shows you that it's starting to look a bit shaggy dog. And drinking fizzy drinks in moderation, having sweet things in moderation. It's like everything. I mean, we all like, a little bit of extra indulgence in things, but we know that we've got to be very careful with the timing of when you're having it, how many times you're having it, and the consistency and the stickiness of it. So when it comes to chocolate, it does tend to wash off the teeth a little bit better, but it's still in the mouth causing a sugary acid attack. So just being very wary of it. But let's not steal everybody's thunder and take the pleasure of the weekend away.
You can still have chocolate.
Yeah, but just be careful.
Talking about how to take the best care of your teeth after you've had the chocolate.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the record today, Eileen.
Yeah, you could go to our website, Dental Health Services website, www.dental.wa.gov.au, and you can read more about it, and there's PDFs on there that you can read about healthcare and download and print them out yourself. And most children tend to go to school dental therapy centres, so they can ask advice through their staff there. And also Healthy WA, the website for the health department.
Fab.
It's also got lots of information.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, make sure you get on there and find out a little bit more about how to take great care of your teeth.
Excellent.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
That was Eileen Lewis from NMHS Dental Health Services. You can find out more at the Dental Health Services website, dentalwa.gov.au, or the Healthy WA website, as she said.